I was dating this girl a while, and when I first started dating this girl, she made 4 times the amount of money I did at first. And that was not fun. But she would try to be nice, and she would, so if you go to dinner, she'd offer to pay for half. But then I couldn't even enjoy my food because I'm like, dude, she should be paying for 3/4. And she's going to take home the leftovers? Like, that was my lunch tomorrow. I had it all worked out already. Because I don't have groceries. I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. She was a strong woman, which is what you say because you can't say the C word out loud. But she, no, that's a compliment. No, my mom's a strong woman. That's a compliment. No. When those strong woman powers are directed away from me, it's the fucking best ever. When they're directed at, like, you know, if we're at customer service and some guy won't give a refund, I'm like behind her like, oh shit, you better give a refund, dude. Cool. Man, see, and it sounds like I'm a dick, I'm talking shit, but I'm a mess too. I'm a super mess. I got ADD like crazy. I leave a lot of cabinets open. When I walk out of a kitchen, it looks like Paranormal Activity. Like, I would love to try S&M, but I'm afraid I would tie a girl up and then I would forget what I was doing and start some new task. She'd just be there for like 6 weeks tied up. So I got dragged into couples counseling with this girl. Has anyone ever gone to couples counseling? Woo. That's not someone who actually did it. That's someone who dodged a bullet and didn't have to go. Because you'd have my face if you had ever had to go that shit. Apparently, did you guys know it costs money to fight now? Did you guys know that? It's like water. It was free. Dude, it's like the opposite of a prize fight. It costs $200 an hour, and my girlfriend, of course, goes, oh, don't worry, we'll go halves on it, 100 each. And I responded, the fuck we will. If I win that session, I'm not paying shit. To work out how many times I was right and how many times you were right, and that person is gonna win, and they get an ice cream sundae party in their honor. And they also get a championship belt that says champion of couples counseling. Because I knew I was gonna win, I knew I would win. Because I don't want to generalize and say all you women. But all of you women, you're all amazing street fighters, like verbal street fighters. When there's no rules and you can just wear us down for 11 days and don't stop talking shit. And there's no time limit and you can just call our mom names and there's no rules. You will win every goddamn time. But inside an office building with rules and a time limit, you can't pull your all, we're done when I say we're done bullshit. No. $200 an hour, shut the fuck up, get out. You can't pull that shit. And then all this stuff, and then like, and a referee. And then I get to use my secret weapon, logic. There's no way that I lose. Yeah. Did you know in real therapy, whatever you say in real therapy, it sticks to the wall, is what they say, so it's a safe place. In couples counseling, whatever you say, it follows you out into the elevator. Down the stairs and out in the public where there's no referee again, and now I'm fucked. Until next week, when I have an hour of bliss. My ex, she used to pull this little move on me. It was called taking shit out of context. Dude, we walk in second session, right? We walked in holding hands. She lets go my hand, and I'm like, oh no. And then she says, hey, why don't you tell the therapist about last week when you said that you would shoot me in the face? Oh no, I said it. But we were talking about zombies. And I said that if you got bit by a zombie, I would feel more comfortable just shooting you in the face right away than to hang out with you and wait for you to transition into a zombie just to be safe. Every movie's different. Sometimes it's 30 seconds. Sometimes it's 10 minutes. I don't want to chance that shit. I'm just gonna get a shotgun and shoot you in the face. Dude, I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you. If you get bit by a zombie, we're broken up. I'm sorry, dude. I don't know what to tell you. It's over. I'm not gonna keep you in the backyard with a dog bowl full of brains. What do you think? You're gonna be back there when I'm trying to go on Tinder dates and you're, oh, causing a ruckus. And what are we gonna talk about? You think our first date was awkward? What about the last 10 minutes? Until you die. And turn into a zombie, like, dude, and we can't have makeup sex, we can't get zombie dick, that's not gonna happen. All she's gonna do is pick a fight with me and be like, oh, I can't believe this happened, I'm gonna be a zombie, and you didn't get bit, and I'll be like, I can believe it happened. I'll tell you how it happened. You insisted on going over there and talking to that homeless guy. And I told you I didn't think he was homeless, that there was something else going on with that guy. He was acting very strange and he was eating his own fucking ear. And you insisted on being a good person and giving him a dollar. And then you couldn't even be a good person because you didn't have your own dollar, so you had to borrow a dollar from me. So I spent a dollar to get you bit by a zombie. That's what happened. Hey man, you guys have been awesome. I really appreciate it. Take care. Have a good night.